I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eve Sports Radio. Call now, 502-571-1080 or toll free, 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eve Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day? Hump, hump, hump day?
I can't stand the laugh, Elliot, I swear. Thank you, Geico, for that commercial. Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. It is July 28th, 2021. Yes, it is hump day for people that have to work Monday through Friday. There are some people, like myself, that work 7 days a week, Elliot, so every day is hump day for me. But I've never had a job, Elliot, which everyone understands. I appreciate you listening in. We've got a great show in store. Phone number is 502-571-1080. And yes, like I told you yesterday, I am in downtown Manhattan on the 52nd floor looking at the Hudson and all. What a magnificent day. Along with that, we're about 7 blocks from Central Park. And I'm telling you, a gentleman got on the elevator with me when I arrived. He had just run through the park. He was completely sweating top to bottom. I said, I remember those great days when I was able to jog. But you're talking about an A-plus day in the city of New York. We have that. Now, everyone knows that Wednesday is usually Kobe Harrison Day, but Kobe understands that we're doing All-Star Basketball Week, and we're doing the NBA Draft. So we've got Hall of Famer, like always, Mr. Intellectual, Alfred Butch Beard, sitting in with us. Coach Beard, are you with me?
I'm with you, Jerry Eves. Hump day, huh? And you got a view.
Got a beautiful view.
City. Got Coach, a view, New York City.
How Coach Beard. How about that?
What?
Coach, I'm in New York City. I'm sitting across from your favorite man and mine, Mike Vine, owner of Bluegrass Audi and just personal friend of mine. I raised the boy. Herb was like my second father, honestly. And I raised Mike. He was always in trouble, Butch. You know, he's come a long way. But we got Mike sitting in. We're downtown Manhattan, Butch. And you wouldn't come 2.5 miles and sit in the hotel with us. Come on, Butch. Come on, man.
COVID's back, Jerry.
Mike, he's solved, Mike.
Yeah. And he's got a wife, and she lets him know what's safe and what's not.
So you said, Mike Vine, of course, Bluegrass Audi. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Mike, are you saying that Coach Beard's wife is running things? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would never say such a thing.
I'm saying it, Coach. Mike, but I am. Lisa's running things, Coach.
Oh, Coach, Lord.
She wouldn't let you out of the house. Lisa would kick you out of the house. No, she would kick you out.
Butch, I have a question. If Herb is the second dad, what are you have to be his 1.5 dad.
I'm his great uncle who really took care of him after his father kicked him out of the house.
Yeah,
Frank did kick me out.
That story.
I did. Oh, Frank did kick me out. Mike, yes.
Told me that story because when you do the same thing with your kids, but I didn't know what happened to you.
Oh, it did happen to me. Mike knows that I made Anthony sleep on the garage floor. Mike knows everything. He knows I made my son sleep on the garage floor in the 9th grade. I told him, if you want to be a bum, let's get to it. Coach, the second night, Coach, he wasn't doing what he's supposed to do in school. The second night, of course, he thought I was going to let him come back in the house. At least I gave him a sleeping bag and a pillow. The second night, Coach, I walk out. My wife would not speak with me. I mean this. She's mad as a rattlesnake. She's like, are you going to let him? I said, okay, I'll give in. I went out in the garage. Anthony looked at me like, yeah. I said, give me the pillow. Somebody just stole it. Have a nice night. And that's the truth, Coach. Coach, if you don't want to do what's right, let's just get to it right away. So Mike knows all the horror stories about because my kids have told him because they're at his house more than my house. That's the problem.
Well, they have to have some place to stay.
Yeah, they have to have a safe house somewhere.
They do. Oh, they for sure. Now, well, you know, though, Coach, I had no idea that the Eves family and the Vine family would be hooked like this. But, of course, I work for Herb. Okay? He's deceased now. We know my golf outing with Simmons College is named after Herb. And I tell everyone, everybody says, when did you really start to learn how to count money? I bought my first car from Bluegrass Audi. Truth, now, Butch, my first white Saab, loved it. That was after my first year at Utah. Had a driver's service drive it back. They wrecked the car. They absolutely wrecked the car. So I walk in upset saying, Herb, you know, Coach Beard, I just signed a new contract. I'm like, I like that one. Herb said, I'm going to sell you that one, but that is it. He says, then I'm going to teach you how to sell cars. You like cars? I said, I love them. He says, then I'm going to get you in the car business. And after that, Mike, is that restaurant that used to be in, was it Coons right next to Trinity High School?
Yeah, it was.
What was the name of that restaurant?
Oh, my goodness.
God, Coons?
No.
What was the name? He would take
the owner just passed.
He just passed. Okay. I thought we met him once, Mike.
K-Roos.
That's
Joe
it.
Joe K-Roos.
Exactly. Butch, we would go every Friday in the summer when I was in town, and he would say, okay, let's start talking business again. Let's start talking money. Let's start talking investments, compounding, growing your money. How are we going to do this? That was Herb. So a lot of people, you know, Mr. Vine didn't play. Mike saw pushover, I'm telling you. But his dad didn't play. But his dad is the first one who taught me, let's see what we can do with your money. Put your money to work. And Butch, after riding your coattails, which you did get me great jobs, I tell everybody all the time, if you're used that need a job, I had good mentorship. And, of course, my mom and dad did a great job, but I'm being honest with you. Herb is the first person that sat down and we started talking money. I mean, other than save your money, my mom and dad, let's start doing money. Let's make money work.
So then, but you had to figure out, where am I going to get this money?
There you go, Mike. Now you're talking.
And then
there you go.
And then he reached out to you.
Got to the coach.
Says, you're taking me with you.
That's right. I beat Butch down.
Did, Mike.
I know really he did. I know he did. I know he did.
Yep. I wanted to get into coaching. I beat Coach to Howard University. Now, guys, we've got a lot today. First thing is that we've got Lamar Jackson's got a little COVID issues for the second time, Coach. We've got Patrick Mahomes. His rookie card is going for $4.3 million. Serious issue that I told Mike, and I want you all's true opinion on Simone Biles. We're understanding now we're hearing the mental health issues that people are having. And then, of course, we're going to get into the NBA draft the second half of the show. So, guys, I've got a car man. Mike, you don't know this, but Dave Huber, I'm going to be doing a show at Mike Lennings. Mike, you know where Mike Lennings is, right? Backs up to the river next Tuesday. And Mike, they have car shows. And Dave Huber is one of the first guys. I'm sure your dad knew Dave Huber. But I want to bring Dave to the show. Dave, welcome to Esports Radio. How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Jerry.
How's it going,
Mr. Huber? How's it going today?
I'm sitting in New York City with Mike Vine and Coach Beard enjoying the weather and the view. How's it going in Louisville?
Well, it's hot. As long as you get some shade, it ain't too bad, but it's supposed to be a 90-degree day today, okay?
Well, it's so July. Dave, it's July. That's what it's supposed to be. And humid in Kentucky. So, Dave, we're going to be together next Tuesday. Isn't that August the 3rd? We're going to be together at Mike Lennings. Nancy's having us out for another fantastic car show, correct?
Right. Yeah, we'll be there next Tuesday, okay?
Yes, and tell people what's going on. Tell people what's going on there, Dave.
We're going to be doing a car show there next Tuesday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Streetwide Nationals, the biggest show in the country, will be in town next Tuesday. Well,
all week.
The fairgrounds on Wednesday.
Yes.
But the biggest car show in the country, probably about 10,000 street rides there. So we're doing a little together cruise while all the people are coming in town from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a little pre-car show at Mike Linton's.
Mm-hmm. Tell us something. Coach Beard, Mike Vine, did you know Herb Vine, Mike's dad, Lincoln Mercury dealer? Did you ever meet him, Mr. Huber?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, Mike, let me tell you something. I did a show at Nancy's, Mike Linton's, about 6 weeks ago, David. And I just had to ask them, Mike, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, or Chevy? And Dave went with Chevy, and I had to fight him. I'm a Ford, Lincoln, Mercury man. So, Mr. Huber, have you changed your mind yet? That's all I want to know.
Well, I'm going to drive a 32 Ford there Tuesday to meet you. So, so I'll be looking good with parked next to your Mustang.
Okay? There you go. Exactly. Mike got my Mustang for me. I told everybody that. Mike said it's the least expensive one in the country. You better buy it. He knows I'm cheap. I said, bingo. He sent my son with the check to, where did we go? Bowling Green to get the car, Dave. So, yes. So, anyway, we appreciate it. We will see you next Tuesday. Of course.
We'll have a good time there next Tuesday, we will. Okay?
And I want people to come out and eat. Okay. Of course, Mike Linnings, you all don't know Nancy, the owner, but it's the best seafood in the city of Louisville, hands down. So I want to make sure everyone comes out. And David, take care of yourself, and I'll see you on Tuesday. Go ahead. So, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to come out to the car show, Mike.
Absolutely.
Next week, before we go to Las Vegas, you're going to have to come out to Dave Huber. Mike, they have cars that you would not believe. Mike, they have. I'm being honest with you. I stood next to, there was a brand new Chevy Corvette. Brand new. But the guy had stripped it down and rebuilt it. Brand new. It was worth $275,000. It's brand new, Butch. These cars, you have to see them, Mike. You wouldn't believe the street rods from the 1932 Fords to what you've seen people do with the 2000, 2020 Mustangs and Vets. It's incredible. It's just incredible, Mike. The largest car show in the country.
So what did the fella do to the $100,000 car?
Oh, Mike, completely redid the engine, the body work, the suspension. Like, you got to come see these cars. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. You're a car guy.
How many cars are you talking about, Jerry?
There'll
I know
10,
you all talk 10, about the largest.
10 or 15,000. It fills up the complete parking lot, guys, at the fairgrounds. The entire parking lot has street rods from 1920s up.
Yeah. Isn't there a certain time frame?
Yes, there is. But to get in the contest, street rods, you have to be at least 25 years old, Mike. But they still do allow cars. You'll see cars like my 2012 Mustang on the outside. But all the street rods that are trying to win the contest, Coach Beard, they'll be on the inside covered up. You'll see Bonnie and Clyde's, Mike. You'll see everything.
Coach Beard, you know the biggest problem with the street rod is, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Coach. No, did you hear?
I'm asking you, do you know what the biggest problem with the street rod is?
No.
There's no air conditioning.
They put them in, though, Mike. Mike, they have well, Martin. They put them in. Martin Dunbar put air conditioning in his 66 Chevy Nova.
Yeah.
But they have to put air in, Coach. No, he did. Oh, no, Martin's waiting, without a doubt. Martin can't. He lives and dies for street rods. You all have no idea. Mike, you sell cars. People love their cars. Coach Beard, you've seen Butch Martin's red Nova, correct? Have you seen it, Mike? You've never seen Martin's? You've sold Martin Dunbar 1,000 cars, Mike, and you haven't seen his street ride. We're having to bring it by the house, but it's a great event, so we'll be doing that, and it'll be going on all week, even though I will be gone to Las Vegas and Vail. Now, guys, let's get to the show. First thing is, let's start with Simone Biles. Coach Beer, we spoke about it a little bit off air. What do you think about the situation with her mental health and her pulling out of the Olympics the way that she has done it?
You know, Jerry, like I said to you, I was watching Sunday, you know, in her first event. Mm-hmm. And just before she did the vault and stepped off the mat, I looked at her and I said, Lisa, this girl's not having any fun. Yeah, her body language told me that the pressure of having to win a gold medal and be the star of the Olympics, it was starting to get to her. And the sad thing about this is that the way sports is today, you are the GOAT or you're nothing. You can't be just someone who's going to come and compete, do the very best that you can do, and if you happen to end up in second place, you end up in second place, you know, during the week that you're competing. And it's not the worst thing in the world. So I feel for her. I really do. I feel for her. She probably did the right thing for her because mentally, if you're not ready to compete in anything, you're not going to be at your best. But I do feel for her. I feel for her.
Mike, as a person that did not grow up playing sports, watch sports, you were at the 1980 championship game. We all know that you had Daryl Griffin on one of your shoulders. I understand that. But what do you think about Simone pulling out the Olympics at this late a time in such a critical time for the team? It is a team sport, Mike. They have individual sports, but this was a team portion of the individual contest. What do you think? Would you agree with her and the mental health issue?
You know, I mean, she's doing things on the vault and different apparatuses that they're dangerous. And
just the balance beam, yes.
Yeah, and I don't, I'm like Butch, if you're not 100%, especially at that level, I don't know myself, but has she had any?
No, see that, Mike, I'm glad you said that.
Has brought that up?
See, I'm glad you said that. Because Coach Beard, it seems to me, and I don't know, and a lot of people have gotten after me because they say I'm not sensitive enough on the mental health issues, guys. But what I'm saying is this. I had never, the last 8 years, Simone Biles has been the best gymnast in the world, bar none, and may be the greatest of all time. And I've not heard any issues.
She's the greatest gymnast.
Yes, I agree with that. I haven't heard
of what she's done.
Okay, I've heard no issues, mental health. And all of a sudden, you have a bad vault, or you question yourself some, to say, I'm going to shut it down. Yes, they do things, Mike, that are dangerous in nature. The balance beam is crazy. I don't know how they do it. That's what makes it so intriguing. That's why everyone wants to watch. If you say the Olympics, I would say people used to say, of course, men's basketball. But everybody wanted to see track and field and ladies' gymnastics. Don't you all agree, Coach Beard? That was the draw of the Olympics because it is dangerous. But to pull out at such a late moment, not ever saying anything about mental health until now. We know that Osaka did the same thing, the tennis player, before the French Open. Individual sport, though, Coach. So when she pulled, it did not have any effect on anyone else other than the fans. But, Coach Beard, this one here, I still myself would have liked to have seen her. As many hours as she's done all these things, she could do it in her sleep, Mike. That's why she was so good. I don't care what anyone says. She could do it in the dark. She could be on that balance beam with no lights on and still be able to probably pull off a 10. I would have just liked to have seen her compete and lose. And then here's the second piece, though, Coach Beard, and lose with grace and humility. And I would have been, I think she would have raised her popularity than the way she's done it. I think it will be a stain on her name for a long time. I could be wrong, yeah, but I myself believe that.
Jerry, you're missing a big point here.
Okay, what?
Mental health can hit, well, you don't have a brain. Mental health at any time. I mean, because she never said anything about, you know, how she felt. It was, I'm telling you, her last Olympics at 24 years old, having to, you know, carry the country, having to carry the team, and then all of a sudden she had, you know, she didn't practice well, and it just got to her. I mean, that she doesn't have to say, you know, 30 days before the Olympics, I'm having, you know, problems mentally.
Yeah. Well,
mental health hits you.
Mike, but what about responsibility, though, Mike? What, she, Butch? We just want to say mental health and then responsibilities to other teammates, all the U.S. gymnastics community, which there are responsibilities that people accept and have to handle. Mike, what do you think?
Jerry, I think every family in the world deals with some form of mental health.
I would agree with that, Mike.
Whether they bring it up or they don't bring it up. And, we're not in her shoes. But, you know, it would have been nice if we would have known, you know, if she was going through that, we would have had such a heavy heart for her. And mm-hmm. We all have a heavy heart because she's
and I do now.
A premier athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, when it comes, you know, I think the tennis player and Simone here, you know, it may have just happened. Who knows?
Right.
We can't break into her family genetics and see why, where, and how. But I know I have it at my house. I know you have it at your house.
Oh, there's no question, yes.
I know Butch has it at his house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone does.
You know, it's hard to put yourself in those shoes.
I mean, okay. I would agree. I mean, but I do, Mike. You know, that's my whole problem. Guys, yeah, we're already at 12:20. Go ahead, Coach.
Real quick, Jerry, here's mm-hmm. the other thing. If she decided to step down like she did, it would seem that the Olympic Committee would have a rule that states that if something like that happened, that the Americans could, you know, substitute someone else to take her place and move on. Okay.
There was an alternate, Coach Beard. Jay Carey did replace her.
There wasn't an alternate to take her place as they continued on, okay?
No, Butch, they did replace her, Butch. Jay Carey replaced her when she stepped down. Yes, they did. Her name is Jay Carey. Yes, she did replace her. Now, they're waiting until Sunday to find out what she does with the rest of her events. If she's going to compete.
She said she's not going to do the overall. And okay. So the others would be individual events. I don't think she's going to compete anymore.
But I said that they should tell her not to. Yes, I would say not to. That you have to go forth and let other people have an opportunity to mentally prepare for what's coming up. But, guys, we're going to go to break. When we come back, I said, Coach Beard, Mike Vine, I still myself think that there has to be some responsibility that when you accept these positions and these roles, and she did, she went, tried out, she made the team, Coach Beard. She had all the things, all the commercials that came with it. She has done. She knew what she was getting herself into. Coach, I just would have liked to seen her see it through. I didn't say she had to win, but I just think there's a responsibility. But we'll talk about it after the break. It's already 12:28. We're in New York City, and Coach Beard's frightened to come out of his apartment, but we're going to go get him tonight. We're going to Harlem to pick you up, Coach Beard. Eve Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. When we come back, we've got to talk a little bit about David Johnson, and his mother will be on tomorrow. And hopefully, I can get a Kentucky Wildcat on. Talk to you after the break. Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. It is 12:32 on July 28th, 2021, Wednesday, the day before the NBA draft. I know, golly, Coach Beard, how many years ago? 40 years ago, I was a nervous person the day before the NBA draft, Coach Beard. But you weren't, Coach. You knew you were a first rounder. You were a big timer. You knew you were going to go high. But I was sitting, biting my fingernails and toenails, Coach, wondering if I would be drafted in the third round, and I was happy as I could be. But we've got Mike Vine sitting in with us. Of course, we got Coach Beard. Coach and Mike, I got a special guest we have to bring on. Mike, you don't know this, but and I had to whip this guy one time. And he's a tough guy, but he's softy now. He's really softy. His name is Cobby Harris. Cobby, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Mike and Butch. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, Cobby.
We're good, Cobby. How you doing?
Let me ask y'all a question. I want honest answers.
Okay.
Say if Kevin Durant went 0-15 after the first game, and then he bailed out on his team, how would you feel about that?
Thank you, Cobby. Butch, you take that first in, Mike. Thank you, Cobby.
I'll take it. Okay. I would look at that if he said he had health issues, Cobby. I wouldn't have a problem with it. See, Cobby, when it comes to mental health, I know you're an old athlete just like me, and we're old school. But you also have to think in terms of what has happened to these athletes today. They tell these doggone athletes that they're the greatest in the world. You know, they never tell them, learn how to compete, be the best that you can be, and accept what comes down the pipe. So when somebody is stroking you all the time, telling you you're the best, and you start to, you know, screw up a little bit, and you start to say, ooh, yeah, it messes with your mind. It really does. I understand what you're saying. But, you know, I'm not going to kill the little girl. I think for her, she probably did the right thing.
All right. Cobby, that's a great question, Cobby Harrison. Mike Vine, Cobby Harrison asked you a direct question. If Kevin Durant went over 15 and then pulled out on the Brooklyn Nets, what would you say about it? Great question, Cobby.
I wouldn't be happy.
Thank you. Just tell him. Hey, Coach Beard's a politician.
I had a basketball team at the JCC, and of course, every year we brought in ringers, and we made it to the finals with these ringers, and the number one player played right next played along with Winston Bennett. Great, okay. good friend today. He thought the refs weren't doing a good job or whatever, so he gave up and we lost, and I was counting on him to win.
Exactly.
I was counting on him to win for me and not him.
Exactly. Cobby Harrison, I don't know why Cobby Beard got soft.
No, I want to hear Cobby's thoughts on this.
Go ahead, Cobby.
Cobby.
Same age as you, but I think she had a responsibility to put the people would have went ahead and really appreciated her more if she'd have stuck it out instead of, you know, making up an excuse or whatever. She'd done too damn many commercials.
Well, that's it. See, Cobby, that's the other part of it. That's the other part of believing that you're the best in the world. You can't do any wrong. And then you start to have an off day. And if you're not mentally tough to try to figure out how do I get through this, buddy, it messes with your mind. You say, oh, I can't do this. I really can't do this.
But you know yourself that anybody can quit. That's the easiest way out. And I don't have respect for anybody that quits.
Neither do, well, they quit. But they have to quit for a reason. Okay?
Well, I mean, just make up something, you know, because you want somebody to feel sorry for you.
Cobby's just shooting it straight. Cobby, I'm standing on your side of the fence. Cobby Harrison.
Man.
Coach Beard.
Hey, Cobby. No, Coach. Cobby, no, Coach. No. I have more faith in Cobby about mental health than I do you, Jerry, because you don't have a brain.
I don't, but I know this. We all have played. We have all played. Cobby Harrison, Coach Beard, high level, Jerry Eves, high level. And we all understand that there's pressure before big games. So all I'm going to tell people, without a doubt, and different people handle the pressure differently. We know that. But before that UCLA game, Coach, I was not comfortable that day. I did have doubt. I was leery, but I couldn't bail out, Coach. I had to see it through. You have to see. If you put yourself in that position and you take a position from someone else that would have loved to have that position, Coach, there's a responsibility more than just to yourself. That's all that I'm saying, Coach Beard. That's it. And she did. Coach, she went through the trials. She was the best. She was going to participate. Like Cobby said, she did all the commercials. Then now we're here. It doesn't mean you have to win, but you do. If you're not physically – I know people hate me about this, but Coach Beard, I just think that she should – and the people around her, she said, I had great people around me, and they told me I was doing the right thing. Well, I just completely disagree. I would have told her to see it through, do the best you can do. If it's not good enough, as long as it's not good enough, that's all. But you have a responsibility, I think, at certain levels. That now, we don't want to have a responsibility in this country for anything. Right now, it's just
here. That's why they have alternates. I mean, things happen.
I mean, that's a point, Mike. That's if you are physically hurt, Mike.
No, Jerry. So what?
The question is, I'm saying I'm in doubt about the mental health. I know there's mental health.
Nobody wants to say I need help with my mental health.
Okay.
So I mean, keep it in the closet.
I know I'm the bad guy here, Mike. But I can help.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Because I'm telling you, you're dealing with a pea brain right now, Mike.
Yeah. Maybe. But you know what?
So let me tell you a 2-second Olympic story. My next door neighbor in Colorado for the past 20 years, Val Constein is her name, and she has made the Olympics this year. Okay. And she has made it in the steeplechase. I think it's the 3,000 meter steeplechase.
Okay.
And she knew that she could not compete with the top one and two 3,000 meter steeplechase runners. So she knew that her competition was the third girl, not the first and second. And she practiced and did everything to hope that the third girl would have a hiccup or something would occur that would allow her to make it to the Olympics. That was her mindset the whole time. Mm-hmm. She wasn't counting on winning. She wasn't counting on coming in second. She was counting on a mishap by the top, the third best 3,000 meter steeplechase runner. And in fact, it happened. Mm-hmm. And now she is in the Olympics.
She has an opportunity.
Well,
by any time you have a chance to play, you have a chance to win. We got callers, guys. Let's get to Phil. Kobe, I appreciate that call. Let's get to Phil. Phil, welcome to Esports Radio.
Thanks, Jerry. As a competitor, I think she did the right thing for her team. Because if you look at her, she wasn't there, and she wasn't going to help that team out by suffering through a bad performance.
There you go.
And she might have hurt herself. I know she might have hurt her brand, and she might have hurt the money or whatever. But that team wasn't going to win with her falling off the mat left and right. So she did the right thing for the team competition.
Okay, Phil. Now, Phil, I've got a question then for you.
All right.
Is Simone Biles, was Simone Biles the best gymnast ever?
Probably so. In this day and age, she sure had the numbers there.
Okay. I'm good with that. Then do you think that 85, 90% of Simone Biles could have been better than 100% of Jerry Eaves, or 80% of Daryl Griffith could be better than 95% of Jerry Eaves?
Jerry, I know you guys have been in a lot more pressure-packed competitive environments, but in that environment, in the Olympics, a once-in-a-four-year event, mm-hmm. with all the stuff that she has on her shoulders and all the stuff going on in USA Gymnastics, and that load, if she would have let the team down, there would have been more people hating on her than what they're hating on her today because she didn't tough it out. But she could have broke her neck. She could have. There's a lot of things that could have happened. But if you saw that first vault she did, she couldn't even stay in the lines, and she only half-assed what she was doing. Okay. Her mind wasn't in the competition.
Thank you. Thank you.
I agree. I agree with everything you're saying.
Phil just said
at the very beginning when you said Jerry was in more of a pressure-packed situation. I mean, that's one game. I think it's way more pressure packed to do something once every 4 years than
it is to.
Than to have
but hold up, guys. Now think about it, though, Mike. Think about it, Coach Beard. There are a lot of people that never played in a championship game, Mike. So how can a lot of people that never got an opportunity to earn their way to that championship game, Mike?
Let's
earn their way.
You know why, Jerry? Because there's
No, I'm not Jerry. Ural's 1980s made U of L what it is. That was the greatest run ever in college basketball. But it's a different world in 2021.
Okay, Phil, Now, look, guys, Phil, I love you. Leave your information. I'm going to send you a card because you've called in and called me up. I like a lot of people to agree with me, but I do like people that disagree. So, Phil, leave your information. I'm going to send you a card. Guys, I got four phones. I got to get the break. When we come back, I'm going to give each caller 30 seconds. I want to hear everybody's opinion. Esports Radio, 502-571-1080. Talk to you in a minute. Welcome back to Esports Radio. It's 12:46 on July 28th, 2021. I got Coach Beard in Harlem. I have Mike and I think we're at 33rd and 50th Street, downtown Manhattan. And I have all my listeners, and I appreciate y'all listening in. Phil, I appreciate you just calling in with a statement that you weren't agreeing with me. But this is the one thing I would say, Phil, and I'm watching Simone right now on television, is that she has been doing
gymnastics since she was 7 or 8 years old. And we always jumped to the extreme that she could hurt herself. I mean, yes, they hurt themselves every day, Phil, healthy, strong mentally. But to say that they're going to break their neck, I don't, that's kind of to the extreme. So I don't want to go that far. If it was me, that's a way that I cannot dispute what you're saying. When you say someone's going to seriously injure themselves to that level, that can happen, but that's not likely. That's all that I'm saying. So Coach Beard, Mike, I've got callers. So our next caller up is Mickey. Mickey, hold it to 30, 45 seconds so we can comment on it. Welcome to Eve Sports Radio. Mickey? Mick, how are you?
Good, yeah. Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. I don't have any problem at all for her bowing out.
Okay.
I think my problem is with the timeliness of it. If you watched any of the trials, they're near the end of the trials. She wasn't herself.
I agree. Yes.
She, to the point to where the commentator said, we don't have to worry. She's already made the team. Mm-hmm. So her performance was lacking then.
Yes.
And if she was having a problem and really concerned that she wanted to do the best thing for the team, she should have never went.
That's my opinion. I agree. The timeliness is really important. Mike, you first. What do you think about what Mickey said?
I mean, there's two sides to every story, but, you know, I'm starting to feel like we should commend her for bowing out. You know, she knew she wasn't on her A game, and she gave someone else an opportunity for America to do better.
Okay. Coach Beard?
I think the caller was totally right. And let me tell you, Jerry, you can keep on. I know you want to be devil's advocate.
Come on, Coach.
USA Gymnastics, they knew she wasn't at her best. They saw her practice, but they had hitched their wagon to her, okay? And she was going to try to see if she could please everybody until she got to the point that mentally she couldn't please even herself. You've got to be happy with what you do before you can please somebody else, dude, okay? That's what you're missing in this whole damn thing. She became disenchanted mentally about what she was able to do. I wish somewhere along the line she had some adversity in a competition where she could have worked through this. But
our advice to say, Coach Beard, retire, Coach. You don't have to do this. Nobody's forcing her. She could have retired after the last
lie.
What do you mean? What?
You're so, hey, you know what? You're dumber than I think now.
Coach, you're telling me she could retire? Hold up, Coach Beard.
Jerry.
What? Retire. Okay.
Jerry, after she won in 16, I think, down in Rio, everybody's telling you, we need you to win one more for the country. We need you to win one more.
Oh, but she wanted to do it as much as they said that. Don't think she did, Coach.
Of course she did.
Come on, man.
Of course
man.
She did. Oh, Lord.
Come on, you all. You all, come on. No, the world didn't pressure her to make her be a gymnast. Come on. I'm not. Coach Beard, it's always now everybody else's fault.
I didn't say the world forced her to be a gymnast. I didn't say that. But
you said the pressures to do it again. Coach Beard, she was very good at it. She has competed at a high level. She has destroyed the competition. No one has made her, and she's got all the accolades for doing that. All that I'm saying, Coach, is she, after last year with the pandemic, she could have retired then, saying, I'm just not with it. She did say it was harder when they backed it up a year. Coach
yes,
Beard,
she did.
She could have retired, Coach. You don't have to do things.
Mike, behind the scenes, he never knows.
I mean, you know what? He forgets there's champions on the field and there's champions off the field. And
guys, I guess I am. Okay, who's my next caller? I just want opinions, guys. I don't mind. Ryan, welcome to Esports Radio.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jerry. Listen, I'll be quick.
I told you I believe in mental health. I don't question anybody who says that they're having an issue, but you're to step away and go take care of that issue. Go home and get the issue taken care of. She has become a major distraction to everybody else there, okay? And those other kids have worked just as hard as she has. They may not be as good as she is, but they were, and they're not getting none of the attention. The whole story's about her. She's sucking up the media. Step away, go home, deal with some mental issues, and let the team go forward. She's a distraction,
I agree.
In my opinion.
I totally agree.
Okay. Okay. I agree.
Coach Beard, yesterday on my show, I said that the USA Gymnastics should have told her when she backed down that she was eliminating herself from all the events so that we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be waiting till Sunday is exactly what I said. Now you're agreeing with me, Coach Beard. I said that yesterday. But again, the USA, because no one wants to make decisions, Coach. It's always on how somebody feels and what we're going to do. I'm even getting tweets. Check this out. I've got people saying, you're losing this fight. Go, Butch and Mike. She could hurt herself. Have you seen her skills? Y'all just don't know what I'm getting on my phone. But all I'm saying,
well,
I'm not
saying if you weren't so stupid sometimes, you wouldn't get those, okay?
I know. You can hide a poor basketball game that you're playing in if your shooting's off or whatever, but this is so much more competitive. This is so much more dangerous.
Okay.
And
Elliot, do you have that audio I have from the former gymnastic young lady who said she was not on her A game? Guys, I want you all to listen to this, and listeners. Hold up. Let me bring this in correctly. Alicia, I want to say Sycamore, former Olympic gymnast, is talking about not being on her A game. Please play that, Elliot.
You relate to this on such a deep level. I didn't have a great Olympic performance in team finals. I fell twice, and it was just the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And it's funny to say that, but I didn't have the option to bow out, be like, you know what, I can't do it, because the culture back then wasn't accepting of that. You put your head down and grind. And she has to have, you know, Simone knows herself so well. And to be able to be like, look, like, I can't safely do this. It's a risk for myself, my health. And, you know, I don't want to jeopardize the team's opportunity to do their absolute best. So it had to be one of the hardest decisions she'd ever had to make, because I think a lot of people were riding on her performance to carry everybody through, and not that she can solely, you know, change the outcome as a member, but she's that backbone of that team. She is their captain. She's their leader. So I think it took a lot for her to be like, hey, I need to step back and put this in your guys' hands, and you are capable and able, but I just don't want to take away from, you know, their thunder.
Excellent, Ellie. Appreciate that. So, Coach Beard, the young lady was agreeing with you and Mike. Yes, she was. I guess I'm just going to be the black sheep of the family. Of the group right here. All that I'm saying, what I would have liked to have seen is this, Coach Beard. I still think that every individual in America has a choice. And you have to make that choice to the best of your ability for yourself, your family, then the community. Coach Beard, if you didn't have it in training, and she knows because we've gone through it. I knew when I got cut the second or third time, I didn't have it anymore, and I wasn't going through it anymore. It is simple as that. Coach Beard, you were better than I, so yours came later in your career. But all I'm saying, if she knew she wasn't ready to sacrifice and do all the things she had to do to be the Simone Biles that she had been, you have to make a decision. They always say boxers stay too long. Well, Coach Beard, all of you all are saying, but they said about boxers, you all will talk bad about boxers. But now that it's Simone, everybody's soft. She should have retired when she was on top, Coach.
No, Jerry.
Go ahead, Mike.
I wanted to ask Butch a question.
Guys, hold up. We'll be back tomorrow. We don't have long enough, Mike. We got to get another hour, Mike. But Coach Beard, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you tonight at Milvis at 6:45. We pick you up at 6:30. Eve Sports Radio, we'll be back tomorrow with the draft with David Johnson and hopefully a Kentucky Wildcat family before the draft. Eve Sports Radio, I love you all. Take care. We're out. Bye-bye.